From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. It may be a little bit early to pick through the bones of Iowa, but with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee dropping out of the Republican primary, that does free up some endorsements from those that were once pledged to his candidacy. Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin is one such person. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much.
Before we get into what's next, what did you think about Huckabee's campaign generally? He, of course, won the GOP caucus in 2008. This time around, he only garnered about 1.8% of the vote.
Certainly a lot of the, as we like to say, a lot of the oxygen has been taken up by some of the other candidates who are new on the political scene. So I think that was part of the challenge as well. And certainly making sure that sufficient funds are raised is always a challenge, and that was certainly a challenge in this particular instance. But, you know, you got to applaud anybody who gets out there and does the work. It's a brutal process by any measure. And, you know, I'm sure that he'll be glad to get some time to reflect and be with his grandkids and all that. I'm looking forward to what comes next, and I think most of us are.
You know, some people have said maybe he lost some of his glibness and some of his folksy charm and became a little bit more pointed because of the context of this election. Did he seem like the same guy to you, or any change?
Yeah, I don't think I noticed any difference in the Mike Huckabee that you see today and the one that I saw, you know, years ago. No, I wouldn't give much credence to that, no.
All right, and with Huckabee stepping out, there's no word yet on who he'll support, but what are your thoughts generally? Are you leaning toward anybody?
Yes, you know, I'm going to have an announcement soon in terms of where what I want to do with my endorsement. I've made no bones about the fact that I'm very impressed with Marco Rubio. I think that his energy and his youth and vigor will be very good for our party. He is a solid conservative, and you know, I think it's very telling that when you look at some of the statements by prominent Democrats and people surrounding Hillary Clinton, I think it's very telling that the person who I think they are most politically afraid of, scared of as an opponent, is Marco Rubio. He has an amazing story, and he understands from a family firsthand perspective, coming out of Cuba and looking for freedom. He understands firsthand that freedom is not something that we take for granted, that it is, we often do in our daily lives, but I think he has an incredible perspective on the uniqueness of the United States. And I think he's very impressive. I have not endorsed anyone yet, but I can tell you I'm very impressed with Marco Rubio. I certainly have looked at all the candidates. I know several of them. I first met Ted Cruz on the Bush campaign I was a staff person at the Republican National Committee, and he was at the Bush campaign years ago, and know some of the others. Jeb Bush, worked with him a little bit when Governor Bush was helping his brother. So I know a lot of the candidates from over the years, but I can tell you I'm very, very impressed with Marco Rubio.
That's about as close to an endorsement without being one as I think I've heard, but so well navigated. But now to the elephant in the room of the party with an elephant mascot, Donald Trump. He's coming, of course, to Barton Coliseum in Little Rock. Any plans to be there?
No, I don't have any plans to be there. Welcome anybody to the state, and certainly he has a lot of supporters, and he has tapped into some real frustration, and a lot of us share that frustration. I can tell you, in my 4 years in the Congress, I had frustration, anger, you name it, our inability to do some of the things that I think needed to be done. So what he has tapped into, and what he his attraction is real. A lot of people are really interested in what he has to say and what he could do. I am very suspicious of his views, because a lot of his views are completely off what he says they are now and what a conservative would believe. And I think that, I think Donald Trump is, first and foremost, he's a he is someone who's, first and foremost, a showman, and he's very, very good at that. And I never know whether I'm hearing the showman or whether I'm hearing his genuine beliefs. But I got a lot of friends and supporters that like him, and I understand that. And, you know, we're going to have a vigorous primary and see where this thing winds up. But certainly welcome anybody to the state, and I know he's got a lot of supporters and friends here, but I will not be there.
Has your opinion of Trump changed at all since the last time he was here at the Republican Party State Convention in Hot Springs in July?
I was not there for that. Okay. I had Army Reserve duty out of state. I could not be there because I was, did not attend that. But, no, I mean, I do think he has learned and adapted some to the process in terms of, but I haven't seen a big change in him.
Yeah.
But that's anecdotal.
I've been speaking with Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin. I really appreciate your time today. Thanks a lot.